The mansion in Savile Row, though not sumptuous, was exceedingly comfortable. The habits of its occupant were such as to demand but little from the sole domestic, but Phileas Fogg required him to be almost superhumanly prompt and regular. On this very 2nd of October, he had dismissed James Forster because that luckless youth had brought him shaving water at 84 degrees Fahrenheit instead of 86, and he was awaiting his successor, who was due at the house between 11 and half past. Phileas Fogg was seated squarely in his armchair, his feet close together like those of a grenadier on parade, his hands resting on his knees, his body straight, his head erect. He was steadily watching a complicated clock which indicated the hours, the minutes, the seconds, the days, the months, and the years. At exactly 11:30, Mr. Fogg would, according to his daily habit, quit Savile Row and repair to the Reform. A rap at this moment sounded on the door of the cozy apartment where Phileas Fogg was seated, and James Forster, the dismissed servant, appeared.
"The new servant," said he.
A young man of 30 advanced and bowed.
"You are a Frenchman, I believe," asked Phileas Fogg, "and your name is John?"
"Jean, if monsieur pleases," replied the newcomer. "Jean Passepartout. A surname which has clung to me because I have a natural aptness for going out of one business and into another. I believe I am honest, monsieur, but to be outspoken, I've had several trades. I've been an itinerant singer, a circus rider, when I used to vault like Léotard and dance on a rope like Blondin. Then I got to be professor of gymnastics, so as to make better use of my talents. And then I was a sergeant fireman in Paris, and assisted at many a big fire, but I quitted France 5 years ago, and wishing to taste the sweets of domestic life, took service as a valet here in England. Finding myself out of place, and hearing that Monsieur Phileas Fogg was most exact and settled gentleman in the United Kingdom, I have come to Monsieur in the hope of living with him in a tranquil life, and forgetting even the name of Passepartout."
"Passepartout suits me," responded Mr. Fogg. "You are well recommended to me. I hear a good report of you. You know my conditions?"
"Yes, monsieur."
"Good. What time is it?"
11:22, returned Passepartout,
drawing an enormous silver watch from the depths of his pocket.
"You are too slow," said Mr. Fogg. "Pardon me, monsieur, but that is impossible."
"You are 4 minutes too slow. No matter. It's enough to mention the error. Now, from this moment, 11:29 a.m., this Wednesday, 2nd October, you are in my service." This has been an excerpt from Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne, read by Brian Rollins. The text is public domain, and the recording is copyright 2009 by Brian Rollins. For more information about Brian, visit thevoicesinmyhead.com.